Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy, $3 paper plate. It's a steal, Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
It's only a steal if she sends them to me. I'm not driving to Maryland to hang out with your sister. We could play bingo because I would love to be invited to bingo night. I saw the crew there. I'd run the show. I'd house them. I'd get shushed. They'd be angry at me, but I'd walk out of there with their lunch money.
Do you have tchotchkes?
Do I have tchotchkes? They gamble with like items in bingo? No, but I would stop at the dollar store and get some.
You have to have stuff. A troll. It's a thing.
A tchotchke? No, you show up with you. I'm my own tchotchke. You make your own luck in this world.
Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays we do it live. Saturdays we post it later.
Quick turn for you. I was good to go on Tuesday. E2?
It's been a rough week, all right? We had our first nosebleed today. Our pets' heads are falling off. Yeah, it's not been good.
Good Lord, man.
We love that people are tuning in for these episodes. Tell a friend. Share them if you can. We like when you love us. We love when you hate us. It's the truth.
Heel in wrestling.
I don't know what type of show. Usually it's we got a great show. This is going to be a show tonight. It's supposed to be at 9:30. Then it's happening early. I don't know, man.
We all come early sometimes, these things. And you apologize for it. Nice ones forgive you.
Before we get into tonight's episode, Zach, why don't you tell everybody why you are drinking?
So Zoe, over the weekend, we flew her friend up from Florida, and both moms wanted to go get beers. So I watched the two kids for 20 minutes. They show up with two Asian beers. We have Asian beer only in our fridge. I don't know why. There's a whole wall of beer. They show up. So tonight I am drinking a Tsingtao.
Tsingtao.
If you say so. What are you drinking?
In Hong Kong, they were selling that by the liter. I think it was $3 American.
If that. Yeah, it comes with a gun and a red bandana.
To quote the great Robin Snyder, monkey see, monkey do, monkey make a doo-doo. From Sam Adams. I was at the store. They had Breakaway Blonde. So easy drinking. 4.7%. I'm really not into blondes if you check the back of my baseball card, but we'll see.
I was at your wedding. There weren't too many of them. And the ones that were there had brown eyebrows.
Release the poppin'.
The eyebrows never lie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
What is that you're using? Like a fork?
It's an opener.
If you think so.
I think I'm just doing it backwards. Awesome. Let's pretend like that never happens. We'll edit this out in post. Oh, it says cheers.
They all say cheers.
By the way, good for you for saying, oh, good post producer, because that is the next title up and that is what she is.
Mine says nothing.
I'm not saying cheers to you, Zach. It's Friday night. We're saying L'chaim.
L'chaim. Yeah.
To me.
Exactly. We'll do the motzi, et cetera.
Let's go ahead and read this episode, Zach. Episode 221. It is called
Lego My Ego.
Very good. I was worried you'd be like, you fucking idiot. You didn't know how to spell ego.
Oh, that's a whole thing. Who's got an ego? Do I?
But for me, I saw a couple things of stories that tied together that I tickle my pickle. Just things that I think are so good. When I wrote the description of this episode, I basically said there's oversensitive celebrities. Do you remember 2 years ago, maybe it was a little more, when Joe Rogan was the anti-vaxxer, this and that, and he's on Spotify where he just signed his second $500 million deal or something stupid like that. And Neil Young from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and also has his own songs, came out and said, I'm taking all my music down off of Spotify while they continue to push this propaganda to the world.
Yes, I remember all that.
Do you know what he did this past week?
Put his stuff back on Spotify because he needs cash?
You got it, buddy. Because egos and money talk way more than personal beliefs. I hate that.
If I had a song, you could play it anywhere you want. I don't care.
That was his way.
Any commercial. It could be used for, I don't give a shit at all. Yeah, let's go.
As long as the money's coming in, you're saying.
Hell yeah. Use it for Neil Diamond's doing Volkswagen commercials. Anything goes, man.
But he's not anti-Volkswagen.
He should be. They're anti him.
He's a J.
Neil Diamond?
That's a no.
A very big one.
Zach, I know 4 Hanukkah songs. He's not listed once. That is my reference.
You should watch Keeping Up with the Steins because he sings Hava Nagila and knocks it out of the park.
We were talking when somebody, it wasn't Trump, but I think it was maybe Vivek Ramaswamy, was using an Eminem song in his political stuff. And Eminem's like, you cannot use my stuff. People are very sensitive about their beliefs and how everything works. I just find the fact that Homeboy didn't make it 2 years before his ego took over, and all the other platforms that play my music also have Joe Rogan these days, so forget it, you know?
Yeah.
That's, don't you think that's caving really easy?
Yeah, and you know what? In 2 years, no one will remember any of this, so I don't get the check.
I'll remember. The second story that I heard this past week, which I don't know how you feel about this. Obviously, you cannot use names, images, likeness to promote certain things, but there is I believe it was a kebab restaurant somewhere. I don't think it was in local New Jersey. That that was saying their kebab. You like a good kebab?
Oh, someone shout one.
I forget the line, but it was something on the lines of their kebabs are rounder than Mbappe's head. And Mbappe has come out and said, take that down or I'm suing you, which is probably because he's a little salty because they're making fun of his head. It's just like,
what do they make? He makes more in that time zone than that tweet than they make in a year.
Yeah. This was another like Lego my ego. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
I'm also all about the, you're never going to be messy at this point. You and I, we've agreed. There's nice kick. Pele is now nice kick messy.
Yeah. I mean, it's different eras. So sure. And Pele won three of those things, but he's the greatest since then or ever. Like whatever. They're up there. They said on PTI, if you have a sport where you need one thing in your resume, you have to get that one thing. And he got it. He did. World Cup. So yeah, he's in the discussion. You know, Will, Jordan, LeBron, like we could go for days. The Mount Rushmore right now is him and Pele. Like that's it.
The last story of an artist taking a stand, which really bothered me, that, you know, SXSW, do you know what that is?
South by Southwest?
Yes. Which is a big music. They have comedy. There's all types of things going on down there.
Assholes in Austin. I think they're too cool for school.
Well, the Army was a sponsor, like the U.S. National Army, and a ton of artists that were at South by. And you have to know South by is not getting Led Zeppelin or the Rolling Stones down there. The artists protested and made a really big fuss of it. Do they know how the money works? They get paid by the money, by the festival, by the sponsors. The ticket sales do next to nothing. All ticket sales ever are for any sporting event, well, except for the Super Bowl, is a cherry on top.
You're basically your staff.
Right.
It pays the staff so you could have the shit. I learned that when Pearl Jam got fined $30,000 for playing past 11 o'clock and he came out and played till 1 on a spike. It was amazing.
I'm just saying that when these artists,
take the game away.
The Army wants to sponsor an event and the artists get paid to do it and promote their stuff, shut up and play. Exactly.
Yeah. Easy there, Bob Hope. Go do your USO. Get after it.
They won't do the USO is what they're getting at, is that they don't view the Army and war. And I don't know, man, like some of this stuff with politics, I get you want to protest certain things, but other things, like you're just the Army. Like there's a lot of good people in there.
Don't protest the sponsor. Don't protest anybody paying you. Chris Rock could teach you that. When he said, you know, that he hates all white people, except for the ones who pay for this show. You all are right.
Yeah. It's so true. Como se dice, biting the hand that feeds you.
Right.
Literally.
Totally gets it. Yeah.
Well, yesterday kicked off the NCAA and I had zero intentions of watching and or doing until my 12-year-old nephew, who I don't think he likes sports, said he's doing a bracket and he wants to know my teams, this and that. And I said, wait, how much are you doing it for? Let's just go heads up one-on-one.
I hope he said $50,000.
He said it's a $5 buy-in. Ooh. I said, how about this, buddy? I'll do me versus you. If you win, I'll give you $20. If I win, you got to do 100 push-ups, sit-ups, and crunches in front of me. And he was like, you dummy. Absolutely. Because he could win money. And I don't ever want to take my nephew's money.
You'd
and then from there,
that,
and then I took the exact same
for a 12-year-old. It's impossible. I couldn't do it.
We've done bets like this before. Let's just say his push-ups are Zoe-esque.
I made Zoe do push-ups last night. She was taking math flashcards wrong.
Wow. She's going to need therapy
for that.
She'd
learn math and get yoked at the same time. You can't go wrong.
Or she's going to get weak and then get smart. Or she's going to be really dumb and strong.
I'm okay with any of those.
I took the same exact bracket and I sent you a lot of text messages challenging you, which I don't even think you still know what I was trying to say.
I have no idea. I assume you're being honest.
Well, I sent you
a
picture.
Work. I was super busy and I just was like, I don't get it.
I know. Just wanted at the end of the day, I sent you my sheet for posterity. Yeah. The rules are after every round, whoever the leader is, the second place person has to take a shot. Sorry, not F round, after each weekend. So it'll be three total shots that the loser has to do. Theory, it could flip. It's probably going to be the same person for all three.
I so hope so, because it was brutal playing football with that game. And you have South Carolina winning, so God bless you.
Did you know before I did this bracket, and actually I could probably even say other than that Oklahoma Jack guy, I could name a grand total of zero players who play college basketball in that tournament. I only knew Bronny James.
I can
that
name
was it.
One. Zach Edey, the big oaf on Purdue. He's like 9 feet tall and like a bad porn mustache. I don't know. I used to watch a ton when I bet. Now I don't bet. I don't watch anymore.
Same for me. And then somebody said, how many coaches could you name? Because there's so many that have, you know, left the sport and I couldn't name a single one. And then of course yesterday when Kentucky lost, I said, oh yeah, Calipari, which is on the hot seat.
Bruce Pearl lost today too. Nice Jewish boy. We like cheat. He lost to Yale. Those fucking nerds.
Bulldogs, bow, wow, wow. I only know that because I had a patient one time who was a diehard Yale enthusiast alumnus who was dementia out the wazoo and literally just, I would say, oh, hey, Mr. Johnson, I'm Alan Otheris. Bulldogs, bow, wow, wow. Like, oh my God. This is years ago. There's no way he's still kicking there. So our bet, Zach, as far as filling out my bracket, I have a confession. Did you know that using the colors to pick the teams is not a winning strategy?
Not a losing strategy.
I'm right now, I think I'm up 1 point on my nephew, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
It's not a terrible strategy. I had Kentucky going to the finals in one pool, so let's go colors. Or like, who would win in a fight between the mascots in real life, and that's what you take, you know?
Give me some quirky, eat some jerky, talkie-talkie.
I got stuff. So, okay, I got a lot of stuff, actually. Why is my internet not working? Penguins launching an investigation after Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads are stolen in California? Ooh. A lot going on here, but thousands of these things were stolen before a game. Not okay.
I think still one of my favorite clips I've ever seen of fans at a hockey game. You know Jagr's played for 12 or 13 different hockey teams. Not in the NHL. I think he's in the KHL. He's
still playing in like in Czechoslovakia somewhere. That guy's still doing it.
There was a group of guys, maybe 7 or 8 at the time, who showed up in the stands, each one wearing a jersey that he played in with the mullet. Wig.
Very
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. You're not going to care, but in the MAC tournament, a chance to go to the NCAA tournament, Akron versus Kent State. The Kent State guy was, they were up by 2-1. The game was essentially over.
So out the guy.
Fouls like a schmuck. No time, hits 2 free throws. Get home
this
safe.
This was exactly what happened maybe a month ago when I brought it up, which is why I didn't bring it up this time. Also, a missed opportunity for a Kent State Neil Young callback.
Four dead, no high. Oh, yo. Four dead. No, he familiar with Dan Monson?
Nah.
Good. He's currently unemployed, but he wasn't yesterday. He essentially got fired or parted ways with Long Beach State like a week ago, except then they went on to win their cup.
He's got
to
keep coaching.
Still got a coach. They got their tits lit by North Carolina or something. Like, where were they played? They got Arizona. Crushed them. But yeah, he had to keep going and like...
He didn't have to. He didn't have to, but he did it for the guys that he recruited, which was really nice.
Yeah. What happens if you win the whole damn thing? Or like make a run to the Sweet 16. 15 seeds do that sometimes.
He'll get another job,
or you can tell them to go fuck it. As Sandra Bullock said, take this job and shovel it.
Oh, top 10 movie time.
I know, right?
Oakland, the coach, which again, I've watched zero college basketball.
Long Beach State. Oh, the Oakland coach? What about him?
The Oakland coach, who had a huge win, biggest win of his career yesterday, looked pretty good for a coach out there. He couldn't have been more than 70. I'd even say he's in his 60s. In his 40th year coaching Oakland. 4-0.
Job security.
What, do you get a job when he was 21?
Stressful. The team's like terrible most of the time. You're like tearing your hair out. You're like, what if you're like 2-46 some years?
Wait, you think the stressful part of being a coach in Oakland is the coaching the basketball team? Because I would say it's getting to your car without getting killed.
Yeah, that place is wild. So we'll get to it. Maybe not the biggest gambling thing, but apparently the MGM Resorts set the record straight. Bruno Mars owes them $50 million in gambling debt. How do you rack up $50 million?
Very easily. So this is on my list of things to talk about because the ace kicker in this,
at
I don't know if it's
Ring Lounge.
A Pagarang?
Yeah, that's the place he hangs out.
The weird part about this story is one, he's already come out or people have already come out and said it's not true, which means it is true because stories like this don't leak. Do you know that he has a residency in Vegas where he gets paid $90 million, which means I'm not a math guy. He's lost $140 million.
He's not doing great.
Furthermore, I tell my mother this story because it's good fodder to talk about the poker table when she's dealing stuff to bring up. And she says to me, wait a minute, that's so funny because he was at my casino not that long ago and he ended up giving the dealer, I think it was blackjack, $1 million tip.
What?
I'm like, holy shit.
You have to keep that in Seoul? How does that work? You pool your tips?
Yeah, because in the pit, they're all pulled together between the croupiers, the deal, all the people. So don't get me wrong, everybody walked out probably with at least 20, 30 grand. There's a ton of dealers and people who work down there. But where I'm going with is this Bruno Mars story is just a rumor, but then you hear other rumors about like somebody who's going to give $1 million tip is also losing $50 million.
Yeah, crazy. Spring Break's hottest shot bartender serves drinks with a slap in the face. She slaps you in the face each time you do it. She makes $6,000 a night. She's a smoke show. There's other pictures of her with like an 8-pack of abs. She'll give you one of those, you know, the here we are kind of shot.
And here we are, the test tube shots, you're saying?
Yeah. She'll also throw the beer in your face if you want. Whatever gets you there, but she's making $6,000 a night.
Did you see Billions?
There is.
Did you watch
the
it?
Slap.
You know what Five Fingers said to the face?
Slap.
Slap. Did you watch the Giamatti? What Giamatti was into.
Look at those abs.
Yeah.
You love it. Six to me. I just saw you grease your pants.
Yeah. answer my goddamn question. Did you see Billions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Giamatti likes to get slapped around and the Asian lady yells at him.
People like this, man. There's a thing where, I mean, if Julia's moody towards me, it ruins my night, but some people love it.
Yeah, not okay. Jim Harbaugh reportedly having a garage sale at his Michigan house.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like a cash and carry. This guy needs the cash. Just throw your crap.
No.
Out.
You know what that is? He loves Michigan. I think he's leaving the door open. I think he's just fucking around at this point. He's just like, let's have some fun.
Speaking of having some fun, the holy grail of shipwrecks is worth $17 billion. It could be recovered soon. How does one get into the shipwreck business? Because that really feels very on brand with both of us.
You have
involved, very jaunty.
Do you know anybody that's scuba certified but also seasick that would want to help
us? Shackman. Him too, Erica. Yeah, so the two of them, the SS, whatever, the SS has your father.
Not a minnow, the SS Guppy.
Yeah, so we'll get both of them. We'll get all of them. The Shackmans, the Fleischers, we'll set a crew. For $17 billion, we can go around.
Do you know how this thing. The logistics of this thing?
I have no idea, but that's what it looks like, and let's make it happen.
Do you realize if you touch that thing, it goes to dust, and it's worth nothing?
So how do you get the brooms out?
I assume it's an underwater engineering type of thing that you and I are way too stupid for.
What a nerd. All right, this one got me there. NYC robot barista will make you coffee in minutes and ask for a tip.
Saw that.
Fuck him. I don't tip humans. I'm definitely not tipping robots. That's how Terminator 2 really starts, Rise of the Machines.
One of my favorite podcasters who does sports or whatever has gone on a rant. He does something called Fugazi Friday, where he's just always talking about it. It's become a little obsessive. He basically just goes on rants about tips, and he then has people write in that now there are kiosks. Like, you go to McDonald's and order your food at the bottom. It's where you then have to go pick it up. It says, do you want to leave a tip? It's like, from a kiosk? No.
Who gets it?
Probably McDonald's. You know, I do that all the time, especially when I go to a sporting event. Whenever it's a tip, I always turn to the person and go, do you get these? And more than not, they go, no. And then I will make a point to take cash out because I'm paying with a credit card.
I would say, you get this? No. Still good. Okay, either way. It's all principle. I got a story that I love. So we're going to get into the I'm sure you have something to say about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Couldn't care less.
You couldn't care less? They fired him today.
Yeah, he's taking the fall. Shohei was betting on baseball. That,
they
100%.
Love the gamble. They do love gamble. Can't get it out.
The Japs?
Don't they all?
I don't think so. I don't think it's as big there. I think they're more into like the underwear and a vending machine stuff.
I mean, who is? 4.5 mil is pretty good, but this one got me there. Real estate agent accidentally burns down multi-million dollar house ahead of open house in Australia. She was lighting candles and stuff before the open house, burned it down.
Wow.
There she is. Call me, we're hiring. I would take her in 2 seconds. A $2 million house, gone. Burned.
There's insurance for that.
I have errors and omissions. I don't think so. We give our agents the cheapest E&O policy at all time. We have no insurance for that.
Wow. $2 million Australian is more than us?
I have no idea, but you have fired the agent. Let him just be on an island.
Speaking of which, are you going to be screwed by the new commission-based stuff that's going down?
Yes and no. No, not in New York, but it's lost in the court of public opinion, so it's a fucking nuisance. It's a thorn in my ass. But we're not NAR members. We're Revenue members. But thank you for acquiring. I could spend hours fighting about that. But that's what I got. She burned the house down to ash. I'm going to call you home. Hey, I'm back after. How's the open house? Well, it didn't quite happen. House gone. So good.
Hey, Zach, what you watching?
So I went back into my list and looked at things that people had recommended a while ago. You recommended The Undoing. That was the real thing. Six episodes. Wait. I was riveted.
Oh, like, Zach, your face was like, we need to.
Do I go again? Yeah, let's go again. Like it was incredible.
Up until the last episode, which was great.
Yeah, yeah.
The last episode was a Lifetime movie. It was
the first five were just fabulous.
Oh, I remember watching that week to week. It was like, this is great.
And she's like sneaky, really hot with the tits. She did it for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
and you waited to tell me on air. All right. Appreciate that.
So we're still watching like Survivor. There's someone named Soda, which gets me there because of Seinfeld. Like, you don't like Soda? And other just junk, like Next Level Chef and Master Chef and just whatever we watched. And college basketball. Look at the degenerate.
You're all caught up on Master Chef Junior, right? Like, I didn't ruin anything.
In fact, he cried a little bit. He burned himself.
I know, right? And he's the grill master. The very first episode when the one kid who only has the little nubbin on his left arm. Zach, if I could have made a wager that that kid was not being sent home on the very first Olympics, he made a smiley face little decoration thing. I literally was like, that looks like the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen on this show. Like, that was so bad.
You can't send the gimp home day one.
You couldn't. And I turned to her and I go, he can't go home. She's always like, I think they have to.
You can't.
It's just terrible.
There's no way you can send him home.
I wanted to text you about this. I was like, I'll talk to you on air. It was so bad. Wow, I'm surprised he's able to do a lot of that. I went to summer camp one time with a kid who had the exact same thing. It is surprising the stuff that they're able to do. Kid could play basketball. Like, he literally could just use it to aim and shoot.
Jim Abbott pitched a no-hitter.
That's also true. I did a book report on him. I've read 18 books in my life, and the Jim Abbott biography is one of them.
Pretty good. Who wrote it? Did he write it? With one hand?
40 pages when I was in fifth grade.
Who cares? Like this? One hand typing?
It was an autobiography, no chance. That was really funny, though. Boy, I have a glove, though.
You might as well have like a party hat. What's the difference?
As far as watching,
is there anything else I should watch? Like a good, we've been watching movies and things too. But like,
if I had, did you do Kaleidoscope back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing really that's. I've given you everything. Was good. That was
like, I'm watching The Regime. I think I'm supposed to like it because it's on HBO, but I'm not sure that it's any good. Like, something's got to start happening.
Well, that happened with us when we did the White House Plumbers, or that one. I think Woody Harrelson was in it. That was another one of those. This should be good. It's on HBO. I think we got an episode and a half. I was like, I don't care anymore.
And Curb is knocking it out of the park. When Leon said I could do a TED talk on that about going down, I was dying.
I disagree, because this past week's episode, definitely, if you take out the Leon scenes, that's one of the worst episodes of TV I've ever seen.
Oh, it wasn't.
The dream.
Susie had the dog in that outfit. That was incredible.
Oh, the wolf thing. Yeah. That was funny. The wolf trap is what it was called.
She's yelling at him like, you don't know style. She's screaming at him.
She's got old.
Yeah, she has. I like the idea of the dream scam.
No, not real. That's absolute bullshit.
And then bringing a gift to get somebody fat, that's hysterical.
I think that was just more of what they made up. She didn't actually do that.
Yeah.
Like, that was a house.
Yeah.
My sweet spot for movies, TV shows, we've talked about this a million times. It's the dramatization of a story about something I remember or I used or I had. You'd see the Uber Pumped show with JGL. That's worth watching. The WeWork one is also decent if you want something to watch. That's with
JGL. Really? That's what you do?
Well, he's a member of our tribe.
I'm aware.
The WeWork with Anne Hathaway, and I forget who the other ass was. What's his face? Jared Leto, who puts on a great Israeli accent the whole time. But forever ago, I meant to start watching the Blackberry movie, which features Dennis from Sunny and the other guy who's Jay Caruso, whatever the fucking, he's in all the other movies with like Knocked Up, and he's the other guy, right?
Oh, bro. So, the Jew face. I know that guy.
The Jew face. Canadian. Jew, yeah. So we finally sit down to watch this movie the other day, and it checks the boxes.
Him and Jonah Hill really don't like each other, so that thing in like This Is the End where they're arguing was really just like they can't stand each other.
Really?
Apparently, like in so many movies, they just don't like each other. Like Power of Christmas. Oh, does it really? Like that scene, like they're just ripping because they can't stand each other.
That's funny. We sat down to watch this movie the other day. One of the biggest pieces of crap I've seen in a very long time. Hmm. It was, if they weren't talking about a BlackBerry phone, which I had until 2014,
nice.
It was terrible. It is unwatchably bad, but Dallas Josh thought it was great. So you do you if you want to watch it.
Worse than What's-Her-Face Slade? Comedy Hour?
That is up there for one of the worst things. There's a couple of movies that I've seen a couple of things in my life ever that I've been
surprised Julie didn't put anonymous for her name on the credit.
No, she needs the credits.
Don't we all?
Do of the week. I only have 6 credits because right now you already sunk. What? That's good or bad?
Good. Usually go 13 deep. Julia's
right. Good. It's going to struggle for next week though.
A quick turn.
Did you hear about the bling pastor in Brooklyn who was embezzling $90,000? They finally caught him.
He's good.
It is so surprising. Sunday is Palm Sunday. I was talking to a guy who goes to church, and he basically says, our church is, we have 5 masses and this many people. And in my head, I'm going, my synagogue had to charge money for tickets on high holidays because nobody would go. Churches make all the money.
Synagogues make all the money. Out of your mind?
No, they don't. Not where I'm from.
Maybe not. Mine, big money donors.
Well, we don't have as many donors in where I'm from as much as it was you buy a yearly membership, or if you're the Jew that wants to go 4 times a year, if they just charge you out the ass to go 4 times.
Right.
Yeah, tickets, please.
Exactly. Don't fuck around.
The New Orleans police headquarters is having an issue. There are rats, actual rodents, that are going in and eating all the drugs and coming out wired.
Cracked. It's amazing.
Here's where it got weird. They said they're eating all the pot, except you can't just eat raw pot and get high. I assume they're eating like edibles and that type of thing.
Sure.
The rats coming out and just stumbling.
If they get in there, they're mixing stuff up. I'm sure raw pot's not great if you've eaten like 8 pounds of cocaine, some heroin, some edibles, and just go. Speedballs.
I haven't followed college basketball enough, but I did hear that Fab Five alum Juwan Howard was fired from Michigan for having a bad season.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he was cock of the walk 2 or 3 years ago and was smacking people on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Like other fuck him.
Oh, fuck them. Being fickle. Fickle school.
Fickle. If you don't love me at my worst, you don't get to have me smack people at my best.
Yeah. If I can smack people when I win, then don't fire me when I lose. It's business.
I hate to talk about more golf. Oh my God. But this story bothered the shit out of me.
Go on.
Some asshole who's in the PGA was putting. The ball stops on the lip. He then waits 40 seconds and eventually the ball falls in. Did you see this?
The Happy Gilmore.
Okay. They then ruled it. He ended up
caddy shagging.
It didn't count. He ended up with a stroke penalty for stalling or something, where he then said, I didn't touch the ball. And they said, the rules say, of course it's golf, so it's an arbitrary amount. It says a reasonable
amount of time. Just a joke.
Do you know how long 40 seconds is to sit there and watch something?
Endless.
Whenever I tell people a story where I say, and then I went there, and I'm not going to exaggerate, it was probably 7 seconds. And usually they look at you and they don't give me the reaction I want. I go, hold on, let me count that out for you. One Mississippi, two, 40 seconds is forever.
That's why how funny it was. My mom was locked out of her hotel room naked for 15 minutes. Oh. Do you think 40 seconds is long? 15 minutes is eternity.
Well, she's just sitting there, just
up
like
against the wall.
Put them on a glass. Just drawing things with her raisins.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I heard that story and everything about it made me go, this is what's wrong with golf.
So it's great with everything.
It's so bad. Alrighty. This is my silver medalist only because I got something way better. This is outdated already. But your boy, Rick Pitino, made headlines last week when somehow he got the Johnnies to the conference finals to play up against the behemoth UConn.
Yeah.
And they asked him before the game, what is it going to take for your team to beat UConn? And he responded, we're going to need 6 of their players to get COVID.
Yeah, good for him. He's right. Good. He ripped his team for not having any effort. He's just telling it like it is.
Zach, you can't say that is terrible. That's somebody that needs to be fired. And I would
he
never
might
go
be
to a
anyway for ripping his team, destroyed them, then apologize for it. He might want out. He might just be like signing his own. Like, I'll just get me out.
He's pulling a Costanza right now. He's trying to get fired.
Absolutely. Get the check and he's out.
You didn't give me the reaction I wanted with that. Did you hear the story before?
Yeah, but he's a disaster.
Can you imagine being on that team and then you have to go into a locker of them and be like, go up your ass.
Care. And they probably hate him anyway. They didn't want him.
Oh, God. And my favorite story that I heard was I got a text from a friend where she had gone to their kids, like some karate tournament exhibition or whatever. And she was dicking around with her husband where the husband said, can you hold this board? And then proceeded to kick it and broke her goddamn finger.
Yeah.
Zach, would you like to come clean that the domestic assault that you did to your wife recently?
Oh, and that was me?
Yeah.
So I thought that was like at a thing. So it wasn't really as bad as your story. It wasn't great. I think we talked about this last week.
No.
So
you were saying about Zoe kicking something.
So Zoe,
the story I heard was you kicked your wife in the hand.
No, she flinched. So it wasn't a kick, it was a punch. Anyway, so here's how it went down. So we bought Zoe a bunch of practice boards before the big show. Well, she did quite well, actually. And the music brought the house down. You roll your eyes. She was great.
What were they playing?
You're the best around. You listen to it sound?
No.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You listen to it sound. The place went nuts. It was straight
did you
out
pick
of Karate
that?
Kid. Of course I picked that. And then we watched The Karate Kid a few nights ago. Two might be better.
Especially after you watch Cobra Kai now and you hear it from the other side. You're like, well, yeah, he was kind of a jerk. He stole his girl.
Yeah, he's a dick. Also, like, I sort of forgot that two picks up right as one ends. I feel like, wait, where's the parking lot scene? Oh, it just ends abruptly one. Anyway, we had a bunch of practice boards for Zoe to practice on her routine. So she breaks it right down the middle. So the board now is shrunk. I said, oh, I want to see if I could break the small board. And it's a lot, like, there's a lot of surface area because I don't want to waste one of her good ones because those are the practice boards. So there's a scrap board. So I decide to punch it. Jenna holds it. I crack the board. Doesn't go anywhere, of course, because it's this big. I hurt my hand. Ow, my hand. Meanwhile, she's on the floor too because it like hit her thumb back. The whole thing was a total loss.
The best part about this?
Zoe's cracking up, by the way.
Your story? Way worse than mine.
What? Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to see if I could break it. It didn't work. It didn't go down the way I thought it would.
They usually
that's
don't.
Gold medalist?
Zach, I can't believe you were dicking around with your wife and you broke her thumb.
I didn't break her thumb. She's so drama queen. She can
if I get a text, up, down, up, down.
Yeah. She can go contra. I told her, like, I can't be hassled. Just text Alan. Because I said, you're not icing it. You're not putting anything on it. She's just complaining. Think no Advil. So just text Alan. He fixed my finger when I had the thing. I'll fix yours. In fact, it's actually said to your head's going to explode. He's a pain in the ass, but shockingly good at what he does.
Do you know what line I've been using? So I have a new patient coming in. I don't want to get into it, but somebody that I know who complains a lot about an issue, and I go, here's my card. My office is 20 minutes that way. And they go, well, I don't know. I look at them and my line is, look, I'm smarter than you think I am, but not as smart as I think I am.
Yeah.
And they usually go, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Bling, pastor is caught. New Orleans has a problem with the rats getting stoned. Juwan Howard fired. Maybe slapped too many people. Bruno Mars owing $50 million is baffling. PGA ball dangling for 40 whole Mississippis. Rick Pitino wishes that the other team got COVID. And Taekwondo father breaks wife's thumb.
Yeah, so it's the rats. But I have a runner-up candidate so any asshole who gave a shit about the Kate Middleton doctored photos and where's her whereabouts, because today it comes out she's got cancer. So go fuck yourselves, all of you.
You think that's real? I think this is to cover up on all the other shit.
If it's real, anyone who gave a crap for a doctored photo is the worst. Just an asshole. What do you care? If it's not real, then whatever. The royal family's known for cheating. It's like their number one export. But if she actually does, and they people give her crap for a Photoshop, awful. But it's the rats. Drugged out rats. That's about as good as it gets.
Booze Your Daddy the podcast. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. Zach, we have a quick turnaround, but happy birthday to your daughter. Double digits. You getting nervous?
I'm very nervous. She's turning 10 on Sunday. I got nothing. I'm turning a lot more than that. But yeah, 10. She was this big a minute ago.
What'd you get her?
10 one day. What did I get her? I flew her asshole friend and her mother up from Florida for their party. That's what got her.
You paid for their flights? When you said you flew them up, I thought you meant like, you know, you entertained them.
No, we flew them up. We paid for food. We paid. We entertained them.
Why can't they buy their own shit?
We'll talk offline.